Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Matt Hergis, of course, the bullpen coach for the San Francisco Giants. Beautiful day. You guys are on your way to Washington, Miami. You get to be South Beach, and then Los Angeles, another three-city trip. What is that like?
Well, it's one of those things where we realize what's ahead, but we still have one game left. And you can actually look ahead if you're not careful and forget about today. So we always want to get on the flight, on the plane after a win. They call it a happy flight. But, no, we have to take care of business today, and then we'll deal with the road trip. But, yeah, three good cities. I mean, we're excited to go, but we have to win today.
All right. Well, that's the way. You can only take them one day at a time, and that's the way baseball works. Matt Hergis has been around for a while. Matt, the bullpen, as I like to say, the mosaic of a baseball season starts to show. First 3 months, you learn the identity of a team, and you put those pieces into the picture. The bullpen is a major part of what is going on now, and you're out there orchestrating these guys. Let's talk a little bit about your bullpen, the way it's come together.
Right. Well, with the additions of Will Smith, Mark Melancon, the emergence of, you know, Reyes Maranta, you know, the pickup of Tony Watson, I mean, we really feel confident with who we have. Sam Dyson, I mean, this guy, last night, I watched his game a second ago, his outing, and I told him in the dugout, that's some of the nastiest stuff I've ever seen. I mean, the changeup now is in play. It used to be just, you know, super sinker with some spinners that go away from a guy, but he's got something now that just goes not just like his sinker. It's like his sinker, except it's, you know, 6 mile an hour slower. So he's confident. Stricky's confident. Yeah, the two lefties, Waddy and Smitty. Maranta's just going out there. I mean, who knew his slider would be the most chased pitch on our staff? I mean, that's great. That's a great, great feeling to have. And then we got Mark. We got Melancon back, who looks like the Melancon that we went out and acquired. So, yeah, we just got to continue to have the identity down there that we are the backbone of this team, and we want to be relied on. We want to be leaned on. No matter who it is, no matter who Boats says go get loose, yeah, this is my time, and I want you to lean. I want this team to lean on us because we're going to keep it together, and I think we have that. We kind of have that mentality.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's part of my mosaic that you give six innings, even five and a third. If you can give me 6 2/3, my goodness, you got it. You got a lot of arms to get it done.
Right.
That's the way baseball used to be played. Today it's five innings, and unfortunately the bullpen's got to get 12 outs to get it done. But another guy who's in the pen, and this is part of my picture, is Block. Because what you have today, following up what I just said, you have pitchers who go five, who may only go four. And then you need that bridge to get you to that seventh inning guy or get you 6 2/3. And Block is a guy who can go through that lineup once and get it done.
100%. There is more value in a guy like Ty Block than I think we've ever realized in the past. He's a guy that is durable enough to pitch every third day, even every other day, with multiple pitches. I mean, he can bridge that gap. He can go three. He can go five if we need it, if the starter gets knocked out. Incredible value, but the beauty of Ty Block is no matter what role he's in, there's a component of fearlessness. I mean, he's not afraid to pitch in. He's not afraid to throw strikes, and I that's something that we sit here in the dugout and we're like, well, we have Ty if things go wrong, and that's a great feeling to have. And again, the kid he's a fearless pitcher. I mean, he may not have 95 plus, but he has heart and he's got guts. And truthfully, he does have good pitches. He's got a great curveball. His changeup's legitimate. He's got good sink on his fastball. So, you know, he's a guy that I don't want to discount. I mean, this is extreme value out of this guy.
You know, and the funny thing, I love talking ball. You know, as we go through the season with Matt Hergis here, you never know what you're going to have in 2 months. I mean, look, Johnny Cueto can come back. Samardzija can come back. Who knows? But let's assume they do. And you got Bumgarner. You got Stratton. You got Suarez here. You could end up having Holland and Rodriguez.
Right.
And seriously, right. Think about that.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I'm telling you, the bullpen, it's almost a reversal of roles.
Right.
The bullpen becomes the strength of the team. Just add a couple of arms like that.
No question. And Marty, you know as good as anybody, postseason teams that win in the postseason the bullpen is rock solid. And you have multiple inning guys. You have the short inning studs. But, yeah, you're right. We have options. And I think Bobby and Sabes have done a great job of, you know, putting all these pieces together. We have a little bit of depth now. And it's, man, I tell you what, it's making the game flow a little less stressful, I should say that. And, I mean, Rodriguez, like you just mentioned him. I'm excited about this kid. I mean, he goes out there, his first big league outing, he's got to warm up on the mound in Colorado. And just, again, a fearless mentality. I mean, he grew up in it. I mean, this isn't too big of a stage for him. The third deck doesn't bother him because he's been shagging his whole life in big league outfield. So that on top of stuff, we're doing all right.
Yeah, Matt Hergis, a pleasure to talk with you, catch up with you. I know you're busy down there, and as you can tell from me, you're going to be busier.
Right.
And a big spotlight is going to be on you as this season goes on. Let's talk Melanson a little bit more, because I see all the curveballs, and I say, well, was this $16 million a year? Right. Is this it?
Right.
So what do you see with Melanson? You get to watch him.
Well, Mark is, I think he's put his health issues behind him. It may never, ever be perfect again. But his mentality right now has been great. It's like, you know what, whatever, even if it hurts, I'm still going to go out there for you guys. And I appreciate that. I mean, a lot of guys say, you know what, I've been paid. It hurts. I'd rather wait till I get healthy. He's like, you know what, no, I'm going out there no matter what now. And again, the curveball you just mentioned is as elite as it gets. I mean, I don't know of a better curveball in the league just because of the characteristics of the shape of it. The ability to strike with it, like we talked earlier, that's a pitch that he could probably throw the majority of the time. And mixing in his, you know, elite cutter, he's got a changeup that he's developed now that has shown me, like, wow, this is going to be a swing and a miss pitch too. So, no, super excited for Mark being back. I know the bullpen guys, it's kind of when your big dude is in there, is down there in that bullpen, it's kind of like, okay, we can rest a little bit. I already, I always talked about playing with Trevor Hoffman, even though he was hurt when I was there. Guys like Jess Shaw, good closers that I played with, when they're in the bullpen, it's like, you know, daddy's home. It's everything's okay, you know? It's okay. Everything's good now. And that's what Mark's bringing us. And obviously everybody loves Mark. He's a great human being. But the fact that we got Mark Melanson right now, and like you mentioned, what we went out to get him, I think that's what we're going to get.
Well, boy, that'd be something if it is. That curveball is so slow. Look, from the stands, I said, give me a bat. How come a major league hitter can't hit a 76-mile-an-hour curveball?
No.
Why not? I mean, you got time to see it.
Right. Well, the thing about Mark's curveball is there's, out of his hand, it doesn't look like a curveball.
Really?
I mean, there's no hump. It's hard to throw a 12-6 curveball without it shooting up first, right out of your hand. It comes out as straight as his fastball does. Like, there's zero hump, and it's because of the arm angle and the way he whips it at the end. Again, I haven't seen a curve. There's a lot of great curveballs in the game, but I haven't seen one like this to where there's zero hump in it. It's like a slider that goes straight down.
Got it.
So, or even a split that you can't tell out of that, because hitters, they're taught to read out of the hand, and you see a curveball pop up. His, you don't. So he can actually throw it probably 80% of the time because he can strike with it. He's got two of them, really. The one he strikes with and the one he expands with. And it's what can I say? It's an elite pitch.
Boy, great description. Really great. I sound like Bruce Sutter in a minute, you know, that split that just disappeared off the table. Having fun, Matt?
Oh, yeah. This is good. I mean, what's better? I mean, this is the best. This is the best energy, the best address in baseball. But it truly is. I mean, it's the most unique place. It's the prettiest place. And every day, these fans are as passionate as you can find. I mean, I know St. Louis always gets credit for having great fans, but it's not nearly as electric there as it is here. I mean, this is it. And we have great staff. We have great ownership. I mean, top to bottom, this is the job you want if you're in this game.
What about the pregame and postgame guy?
Very, very good, too. Hey, it's all good. Trust me. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Matt Hergis. Pleasure having you on. Thanks, Matt.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.